Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We've got more with Grody.
Ben Johnson has shared with us that occasionally he, Ben Johnson, can be unpleasant on the old headset.
You could ask our offensive coaching staff. I can say some things on the headset that aren't too pleasant.
So I asked Declan Doyle, how does that manifest itself?
I don't know if there's anything that triggers it. I think anytime I don't see a different Ben, you know, some people may talk about that, like game day versus when Ben is in between the white lines, he's very serious about what's going on. There's got to be clear lines of communication. For somebody in a normal job, that might sound a little different than how you guys would talk to each other or something like that.
But different from another job, as in he can yell at you guys? Is that what it comes down to? Or
I don't know if you want
to be emotional.
Yelling if you want. I mean, we're communicating.
There was a clip a few weeks ago where they showed him, it appeared like he was saying into the mic, shut the bleep up to somebody. Is that just like, you know, just business for you guys? That's just matter of fact. Okay, I need to be quiet, move on. And
yeah, we're just rolling there. You laugh. I mean, it's like that might be weird when you look at that, and that's business as usual. That's
the equivalent of in a cubicle, just telling the next person, hey, do you mind quieting down a little bit?
Yeah,
I'm trying to work.
Man, I love it.
Declan wants no part of that conversation.
I would not like to be the person who says that Ben is angry.
Is there no way we can get rid of him?
Not without cause, Michael.
I have cause. It is because I hate him.
I would not like to be the person who says anything that Ben might not like me say.
I would not like to be the person that confirms what everyone thinks as we watch Ben on the sidelines.
That's just business as usual.
You are scum! I should fire you and burn down your friggin' house!
I'm not sure I want to work in this kind of environment.
Hold on a second.
Car accident. Oh my God, is he okay?
Hey! Hey! Now my watch! Okay, no personal phone calls! All right, I should smack you in the mouth!
Office politics. Sometimes I think this place is like Ally McBeal.
That's business as usual. Yeah, we're just rolling it.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock, and there's a lot of stuff that we have to get done. We're going to give away passes for the Cubs convention, so keep listening and keep this phone number in mind, 312-540-0670. It's a Football Friday. You're listening to Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing and Electric. Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Alex is here. Tanny just won an award. That man is Matt Spiegel.
31-17 Bears was the prediction I gave to Cody Westerlin. I think it's a blowout on the lakefront, and we get to see the offense keep doing its thing and the defense show up strong against a very young and mediocre Giants offense, other than the young quarterback.
I am a little bit more conservative on this one than you. I don't particularly like the matchup. I think the Bears are the better team, but I don't quite like the matchup on this.
In terms of that D-line and all that talent there, Abdul Carter, Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns.
They've got some guys, but they may also just be like, hey, we're only a couple months away from Cancun. We're not going to be invited to the party in January.
They're smelling the Hawaiian tropic.
I don't know if they are yet, but they could be. And if the Bears do enough early on, I think it could very easily turn into that.
I'm a Ben Johnson truster, man. Like when we were talking to Dave Wannstedt yesterday, and he was like, Coach, this guy doesn't do anything without a reason. Like Wani is marveling at the head coach schematically right now. That's fun to see.
All I would say is that Joe Flacco and the Bengals scored a whole lot of points on the Bears last week, and the Bengals defense offered zero resistance. While I think the Bears are better, I also expect that there will at least be an offering of resistance. I don't know if they'll actually resist, but at least they'll be like, should we try and stop these guys? Yeah, we should probably at least try for a little while to stop these guys. Where the Bengals were like, no, we're not that interested.
We're loaded up with football guests today. Dan Weider at 5 o'clock. Olin Krutz's appointment radio at 4. Alex Brown at 3:25. He's going on a boat. And maybe we'll go with him this time? I don't know.
Today would be the perfect day. I think, Speaks, I think today is the last nice day of the year.
Dude, sun, roof, top, open. Today,
yeah,
while doing things.
I think this is the last, like, there are going to be a couple really, like, solid 50-degree sunny days, but I think this is the last nice day. So if you can work outside today, get out there. If you have a deck that you can be on that
go
faces
on
south, go be on that and enjoy a little bit of sunshine before it sets in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, because then that's that for and heading towards Sunday with possible snow still.
Yep.
That's what Lawrence Skilling told me the other day.
It's true.
Middle of turn the page.
So I was watching Thursday Night Football. It was a rough watch
last night. I bailed in the third quarter.
That's totally fine.
There was nothing happening in that game. They already did the almanac section, which I had never seen.
Yeah, I kind of like that when he tells stories about some of the – he's called all of these incredible moments in sports history.
They were showing him and John Madden with the gold jackets on, and Herb Street was wondering if he could get one. The answer is no. But, you know, it's an ABC ESPN thing, if anything.
Yeah.
But any hoodles, you watched and saw Bo Nix be bad.
Yeah, and the thing is that I'm not a Bo Nix believer, and that's okay. There are a lot of people who don't believe in Caleb Williams, and I get that. I understand that. I kept thinking about us in our discussions on Caleb, and I sat there last night on the couch going, I just want to get past this part. I want to get to the place where you know what the quarterback is, and now it's a matter of, is there anything else around him that the Bears need to get better and tweak? I want to live in the space of NFL cities that have their quarterback position solidified.
Man.
And I started thinking about it, Spiegs. There's not a lot of those.
There never
including
is.
Denver.
Well, I think Denver's feeling pretty good about their guy.
I think they think that they've got their whole thing squared away.
So who are you talking about? You're not talking about the org. You're talking about the space that we live in.
Yeah.
I think a talk show host and our listeners, the viewers / critics of such things.
Would you mind if I ran down some teams and you tell me if their quarterback situation is solid?
I want to do that. I just want to think about it. It's interesting because our guy Ian O'Connell yesterday was talking about it and was talking about it in sort of the old school way that we have often, that it's often been discussed, that the quarterback is the great deodorant that can clean everything up because they think they might have that guy in Jackson Dart.
And I'm not convinced on that either.
I am increasingly less convinced on that than I ever was before.
But when I look around and I go, okay, you look at Denver and I'm still not there. I think Sean Payton probably is. So maybe you count that as they've got their quarterback situation figured out.
All right, so what's the exercise? How many teams feel like they can think about the rest of the roster instead of thinking about the quarterback? Or the fan bases can think about it like that?
However you want it. I just wanted to like start you thinking about who's got their quarterback situation solidified. All right? It's solidified for whatever that means. I'll start at the bottom.
For this year or for like this year and next?
For who has their quarterback situation solidified.
Okay, I'm trying to parse it.
Well, like define like the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers.
That's not solidified.
Well, okay, good.
We've established
parameters. Right,
so then we are talking about a multi-year thing, which I think is the way we should talk about it, because that's how your roster build in the NFL. So yeah, so that's why it's important. So for like the next 2 to 3 years, even just call it, so you can build a roster.
Arizona.
Hell no.
San Francisco.
Yeah. I think they're rolling.
Alex, why are you shaking your head?
They signed him and they're rolling with him.
Because they're going to get old. They're getting old around him. And they have a lot of money invested in those old players. And I'm just not certain that he's the type of guy that once the talent level drops around him that can keep contending for Super Bowl.
So if you were a Niner fan, you're looking at when you can get out of that contract.
If you're a Niner fan, you're hoping your team wins the Super Bowl this year.
For sure. But I don't think you're looking at when you get out of it. You're thinking how you can win with Brock over the next 3 years.
I think that's fair. But if there's a chance to upgrade, you're definitely thinking about that.
Wow. The Rams.
Which is tough.
They're good now.
Yeah.
But
Stafford could retire any moment. He's 37. He's real good now. They don't have an heir apparent.
Seattle.
Oh, yeah, they're locked and loaded. They feel great right now. Halfway through the first year of Darnold's contract, I think that's a yes. He's playing MVP-caliber ball.
New Orleans.
Hell no.
Atlanta. No.
No, not at all.
Carolina.
No. No, not at all.
Tampa? Yes.
Tampa, yes.
With Baker.
Are you keeping track of the yeses? Alex, can you do this? For God's sakes, Alex. My God, write down
the
yeses.
We'll need this in 3 years, yeah.
Inside this division.
In 3 minutes.
Minnesota. No.
No, I don't think so, no.
The Bears, well, we were talking about that. Detroit, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Detroit's locked and loaded, for sure.
Here's one. Green Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if Green Bay is a questionable and San Fran is a questionable, then we're really getting to a very tiny little number.
Giants?
I think the Giants feel, for right now, they feel like they got the guy.
Washington?
Yeah. They feel like they've got the guy.
Okay.
I know he's been hurt a bunch, and the numbers are not great.
Dallas? Yes.
Yeah.
Philly?
Yes.
There would be some people in Philly who would disagree with us, but I say yes.
Amazing.
Vegas?
I mean, that shows you how absurd the exercise really is.
Vegas?
No, Vegas is nowhere.
Kansas City? Absolutely.
Yeah, they're okay.
Chargers? Probably yes.
I think that's a yes.
Denver.
I mean, because the thing about, and I think Denver's a yes. They got a kid on a rookie deal. They just made the playoffs. They've won 7 games in a row. Yes, there's bumps and bruises, but they like it. Yeah.
Tennessee.
No.
No. God, no.
Not at all.
Houston. You would have thought yes.
Man.
They're 3-5.
I know. He's got the 11th best QBR in the NFL on the season, but it's not feeling as solid as it was. I'm sure the phone lines in Houston light up if you say Stroud's not the guy.
Jacksonville?
No. No. Amazingly enough, Jacksonville feels like Arizona. Like they paid him cuz it was time and they're still not sure.
Indianapolis. The answer is no.
Well,
even though their guy is playing really well this year.
That's the same as Darnold, although less. That's less. No, Darnold at least did it last year and is now doing it this year. Yeah, I guess you can't say Indianapolis.
Cleveland.
I kind of want to say Indianapolis, but it's a little
early. But as a yes.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Oh, hell no.
Cincy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although he's missed a lot of games.
He's been comeback player of the year twice.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, obviously. Pittsburgh. Yes. No.
No. For now, but no. And this year, but no.
And one more conference or division. Jets. No.
No, hell no.
Miami.
No.
Buffalo, obviously.
Yes.
New England?
Yes.
Probably yes.
Oh, I think definitely a yes. They feel like they've got their guy. So how many yeses is that? Alex?
What did we get, like 10, 11?
Alex was out late. He was at his made-up charity event last night, so he didn't have dinner with us.
It was not made up.
Yeah, he made it up, so he didn't have to go to dinner with us. So painful.
You know, I thought about it last night. We could have just gone to dinner, Speaks.
I think we got 13 yeses, guys. 13 yeses.
Okay, so
that's more than Lawrence probably thought. You'd probably fight 10, against a few, right?
No, I think that's a fair number.
And if we're debating 10, somewhere between 10 and 15.
Okay. half the league, a little less than half the league.
Let's talk about the repercussions of the reality of that number and what it means for us and what it means for the discourse as well.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a quick time out and discuss all of it next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on The Score.
It's a Friday. That's what day it is.
It's a Friday in the NFL. We were told that. It's very important.
Cram it up your cram hole.
LaFleur.
So, if there's only 13 out of 32 teams that feel great as a fan base about their quarterback situation, it shows you the folly, potentially, of thinking about it like that. It shows you just how miserable NFL fandom can be. And we've dealt with this at different times, like so much.
So much.
I remember coming to the realization that you're like, you know, right now I'd say Justin Fields is somewhere between, I don't know, 20 and 25 among quarterbacks in the NFL, or maybe between 22 and 27, something like that. And like, you could have a good team potentially with a quarterback like that, but can you be great? No, you move on. What if you got a guy who's like 16th? Or 18th, and we just said there's only 13 that feel good. Hell, what if you got somebody who's 10th or 11th, and then you end up in these absurd conversations about...
Like Brock Purdy.
Is he elite?
Or Darnold.
Or Darnold. Well,
The Darnold thing I'm actually starting to buy.
To me, it's like when Lawrence went, about Herbert, about Justin Herbert. Like, I felt myself wanting to say, what are you talking about? Look at the skills, look at the numbers, and do that kind of thing, which happens a lot out there. But to me, it's like, dude, that guy is so skilled and solid.
He's extremely talented, and it still hasn't quite come together where you think of them as a championship contender.
Weren't there Cowboys fans saying that about Dak the last 4 years? And now Dak's playing like an MVP, and their problems are not his fault.
I agree with you, but I will say in the very small sample size of Justin Herbert in the playoffs, you had a four touchdown lead and you gave it away.
I hear you. That's a tiny little sample.
Tiny.
I guess as we talk through this and working towards the idea that if you got somebody who's top 10, top 15, then you stay the course and you try to give them everything they need and build around them and get the rest of the team there.
Get it all fixed.
Because bailing on top 10 or top 15 to dream of top 5 feels like a recipe for disaster.
I really want to get to the part. And I wish that we could do it as a show, but we can't. Like, we know that this is happening inside of the minds, the telephones, and the televisions of the people that we talk to every day. That there, every week is a referendum on Caleb. And it should be, because you don't have enough evidence to say one way or the other. I just wish we could kind of fast forward to the part where, like, okay, the quarterback part is settled. Now it's a matter of, does DA have enough on defense, and will they go and draft linemen in next year's draft, and what will they prioritize? Like, that sort of stuff. The stuff that you talk about in Buffalo and Baltimore.
Let's have some real talk about Caleb then, you and me, all right? I can take it. Because I came in here on Monday, and literally on my notes I said, yeah, I'm not crazy about these certain plays by Caleb, but I'm not going to talk about that this week. I'm just going to let it sit because...
But then you did.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, and everybody else, I think, or not everybody, but a lot of other people, you fall prey to that weekly conversation because of the time we have and because of how strong we feel about certain things we see. But we've said, writ large, let's wait till Thanksgiving. Like, I feel like maybe I and some others would benefit from waiting until freaking Thanksgiving.
It's rough.
And I'm being honest about it. Like, I can have the conversation, you know?
It's rough.
It's hard.
Because the way that the NFL works and the games are so scarce that you're like, wait, is this something? Does this mean something?
Yeah.
Did that mean something? And then you get to the rest of you, like, if you get to the end of the year and you're like, I thought it was pretty good, but is that enough? And you kind of end up in this place of trying to figure out all of it. And I know that from our conversation on Monday that I was higher on Caleb's performance than you were.
On a given week.
But I still think that there's a lot that you're trying to figure out. And then you live in the space of, this isn't the CFP. Like, we aren't talking about style points. We aren't talking about the way that your schedule breaks down as far as whether that's a good win or a bad win. Because Bo Nix went to the playoffs last year. He's probably going to go to the playoffs again this year. Is it because of him? Or is it because he just happens to be smart enough to go along until he gets along?
We don't have to declare. And the Bears don't have to declare either. They don't have to decide and declare till what? The end of next year.
Yeah.
When it comes time for that option year or negotiations and all that. But the genius, frankly, in Ben Johnson's offensive plan is what he's building, which is a running game. Which is a muscular, sturdy running game to then use play action off of and give the young quarterback a chance, give the team a chance while you can let the guy develop because you have no choice. The contract situation stipulates that they got a year and a half to figure it out.
That's
interesting. So in the meantime, run the damn ball.
Okay, so what we're rooting for is a system. And I'm not saying that's bad or good, but the idea of, is the system strong? Not that any quarterback can operate it, but if you have someone that's got some skills and some elite skills like Caleb does, if the foundation is strong, it kind of, you can mix and match who the quarterbacks are.
Don't you think that's the dream? Remember when Belichick and Charlie Weiss went to the playoffs with Matt Cassel? Because Brady was hurt? They had a system all set up to go.
Right, but then you see the difference between Matt Cassel and Tom Brady.
Agreed, but the floor of Matt Cassel is what you got to achieve.
And then you run into Russell Wilson when he leaves the foundation of it.
What do you mean? It's like, oh, wait, where Russ? Yeah, Russ left the foundation. Then Russ out there on his own. It's kind of like Caleb on his own last year without standing a chance. So, yeah, no, I think you want – that's why I've been all about the coach, man. I think you want the coach and the system, and that buys you time to figure out if you've got the quarterback or not.
Now I'm out here clicking my pen.
Yeah,
like,
you
bang.
Are. Yeah, you are. It's because this is the real stuff. This is the real backdrop for the entire year. And it's good reason that we're discussing it
on
Friday.
That's the hard part about it, though, Speaks, because you want to make declarations after each game, but you kind of can't.
No, you can't. And even I think our Monday conversation at 5 o'clock did not have declarations. It was just trying to figure out what we saw and what we can live with, what needs to be worked on. And we heard from Bears media people who thought that was a great conversation, you know? So it's not, I don't think we have to make declarations. And I'm going to try to make them even less. I haven't really been making them, but I'm going to try to make them even less.
You make them a little bit.
Well, look, proclamations.
Like, for example, we're getting ready to talk about the Bulls. We'll find out how Speaks feels about them.
They're pretty good.
See? Next on The Score.
Damn it!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.